Now, the fruit bat belongs to a group of animals called the flying foxes because they really do look like little miniature foxes with fox-like faces and a really attractive golden brown sort of coloured fur, except they're bats and they have huge wings. Some of them have wingspans of up to 2 metres. So they're quite extraordinary animals to see in flight. And the Rodrigues fruit bat was at one time one of the rarest of the whole family. Population dropped down to about 60 in the mid-1970s. It's since grown a little bit, or quite considerably in recent years. Population now stands at about 1,000 or just over. But it's still under threat because it lives in the few remaining areas of forest on Rodrigues. And because the population is so low, all it needs is a major cyclone to pass through the area or some other catastrophe, and the population will plummet once again and it'll be back down to its low numbers that it was just a few years ago. They live in very noisy colonies at the top of trees, always chattering to one another, and they always like to have one another in full view, so they actually preen all the leaves and bits of branch and so on that gets in the way, because they're real gossips and they like to know what's going on. And it's in these colonies that they give birth to their young. Like other mammals, they give birth to live young. Except unlike other mammals, they have to be very careful they don't fall out of the tree. So they cling on tight to their mothers the whole time. And they feed on the mother's milk until they're old enough to start taking fruit. Fruit bats actually find their own way around, mainly by eyesight and by smell. They don't echolocate like most other members of the bat family. And they really do rely on their huge fox-like eyes to find suitable fruit trees and to navigate their way back to their roosting colonies. One of the most interesting things about Rodrigues fruit bats is that their food passes through them faster than almost any other animal in the world. They can eat a good meal of fruit and it'll be passing out at the other end within about 20 minutes. And for that reason, their colonies actually smell very strongly of fruit, because the droppings don't smell nasty at all. It's actually quite an attractive sort of smell. And it's a very good way of finding the colonies if you happen to be deaf and can't hear them first.